And my mission is to help you discover how love never dies, based on the experiences that I had with my mother since her passing in 2011. So my hope tonight is that you will walk out and know in your heart that everyone has the power to connect with their deceased loved ones. Everyone has the power. So specifically, we've got, Ray mentioned, we have our roadmap for tonight at 7:05 now, and my plan is to talk until about 8:20, but I want to emphasize, if you have any questions or any thoughts or anything, any impressions that you want to ask, please feel free to jump in, because I welcome that. So from a roadmap perspective, I thought we could start out. I'll explain a little bit about the grief journey that I had with my mother since her passing, and what inspired me to write it down. And then secondly, I'll share some of the experiences that I had with my mom, as well as some of the after-death communication experiences that I've been working with people over the past year, and kind of what they've shared with me as well, that I think in turn can help you with some lessons on opening hearts. And then thirdly, we're going to get specifically into some tools and some practical techniques on how to open your heart to the language of spirit, because I think that is the absolute bottom line on how we connect with our loved ones. And I have to ask, or I have to explain, before I wrote the book, I was in marketing and advertising in a very, what I call, left-brain corporate environment. And you're laughing because we talked about this last month, and it's so true, because I was very logical, pragmatic, realist, and very happy in advertising and marketing and developing financial strategies for mutual fund companies. So writing a book about love is about as far on the other side of the continuum as I could possibly get. So it's called Going from Left Brain to Right Brain. And when my mother passed away in 2011, it was almost a transformation for me, because her transition into the spiritual realm really was a transformation for me on moving from a left brain, corporate, logical perspective to more of a right brain, creative, open heart, and open-minded place. So specifically, how did I discover how love never dies? Just a quick step, about a day after my mother passed away, I ran across this quote, and it says, "There is no death, only a change of worlds." And at the time, I thought, that's an interesting notion, and it gives me a lot of hope. But I didn't have any really proof to base any thought on that. But little did I know, in about less than 2 weeks after she passed away, I read the quote about a day after she passed, and about 2 weeks later, those words, "There is no death, only a change of worlds," honestly became a true reality for me in my life. So, how did I discover how love never dies? Number one, I started having some very unusual occurrences happen. And as I mentioned, the marketing advertising background, what did I do with these occurrences? I put them in an outline, because that was the only way I could logically analyze what was happening with these occurrences. I always say, I'm not a psychic or a medium. What I am is an advertising professional, a mom, and a PTA volunteer. You know, so in terms of being able to connect with the other side, it was definitely a new phenomenon for me. But specifically, what happened was I began to write down what I called at the time these rather unusual circumstances. And so I put them into outlines, and I tried to analyze it, and eventually, I had these two silos of after-death communication, dreams and signs. So I kept writing about the dreams and writing about the signs, frankly, not intending to put a book together, but if anything, it was a healing journey for me. And I always say I'm an accidental author, but an intentional communicator, because I accidentally wrote the book because I thought, I've got to share the hope and the peace that I felt with all these things that were happening with my mom. I had to share this hope and peace with other people to let them know that we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones. So specifically, in terms of after-death communication and my experiences, the two main categories, as I mentioned, were dreams and were signs. So I continued to write and put this together. And coincidentally, or not, because now I don't believe in coincidences, I met a woman who